This is Casey Currents. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Alex Smith, sitting in for Sylvia Maria Gross. Earlier this month, the high-end department store Halls, which is run by Hallmark, announced it was closing its location on the Plaza and expanding in a new 60,000-foot location on the third floor of Crown Center. The department store is one of the big anchors on the Plaza, and it's been there for more than 50 years. We sent Casey Currents intern Ryan Schisler to ask some shoppers on the Plaza and at Crown Center what they thought and how the two shopping districts have changed over the years.
It's summertime on the Plaza, and that means it's hot. Shoppers are loaded down with bags, hopping from store to store to keep out of the sun, and determined tourists are still out taking pictures of the fountains. The buzz in the air, though, is Halls.
My name is Mary Lou White. I had some shopping to do at Halls, in fact. I'm very sad, disappointed. It's a beautiful, beautiful store that's been here for a long, long time. I shop here frequently, always have, and it's going to be missed. What I hope they don't do is turn it into another teeny bopper store like Forever 21. That used to be a gorgeous Swanson store, and now it's that store.
My name is Dottie Bush, and I'm just shopping, but I live in Florida visiting, but originally from here. I think in a long run, I can see their point of not having two stores so close. I just hate to think that it's the Plaza that's going.
Noreen Collada and I work down here at Lockton. I think for people who've lived around here a long time and shop there, I think they will miss it and feel like something is missing. But Hall's clientele is very select, and they'll go to Crown Center. They'll follow them there if that's where they shop. I mean, it'd be nice if another department-type store moved down here.
I'm Laura Brown. I came down here to use some banking services and have lunch. I haven't been in there, but it was so overpriced that I don't go there other than Christmas time to enjoy the poinsettia tree. I don't support it because of the prices, so if they had something in between, that would be awesome.
Besides the Hall store closing, some in the Plaza have noticed the number of local stores in the district decreasing, drawing different opinions on where the Plaza is going.
Hi, my name is Dr. Tiffany Lewis. I'm a veterinarian, currently reside in Florida, but I'm originally from Kansas City. There are a plethora of shops now and places to eat. Like a lot of the places that when I lived in Florida, I say, well, you guys don't have this and you don't have that. Like even like the Fogo de Chao and things of that nature. You guys have really, I think, built the area up. Honestly, I'm pretty commercialized. I mean, some of the things are kind of cool. Like I went into one of the little shops. I don't even think it was over here, but one of the little local shops and bought like some vintage jewelry, and that's kind of cool. I mean, it's sad for, you know, small business owners and things of that nature, but to be honest, I kind of like having that national variety, you know, so I don't know. Me, I'm kind of commercialized, so.
Meanwhile, in Crown Center, the heat isn't keeping families from visiting. Most of them are from out of town, visiting Kansas City, so they didn't know about Hall's move, if they even knew what Hall's was. To them, and to some locals, Crown Center is just a great place to bring their kids.
Brandis Milam, I'm from Washington, Kansas. Actually, we had an appointment with my daughter over at Children's Mercy, so we thought we'd bring our son over here to play, and it seems like a really good kid-friendly area. Actually, we just got here, and he's just in love with the fountains and the water and everything. He's a little water bug.
My name's Carla Dickey. I'm from Warsaw, Missouri. We went to, our grandson brought him to Legoland and the aquarium. This is our first time for a long time. I don't think it's changed a whole lot, but except for the aquarium and the Legoland, I think a lot of families like to come down here.
My name is Megan Murphy. We're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but we heard about it even there, so it's one of the things we wanted to do. We heard that, well, number one, that there was an aquarium, and Annabelle loves fish, so we decided to come. And her mom had researched it and found that there were so many things to do around here.
My name is Mario Mejia. I come to see the Kansas City Aquarium. It's a really nice. I love the place. They have less traffic, less things, and they have more things for kids to grow up in a good way. And I love Kansas City that way. I wish I keep it all the time like that.
My name is Louise Wade. I've lived here since 1985. It's always seemed kid-friendly to me. At first, you know, Kaleidoscope's always been here, and there's always been something going on for the children. Used to have the pumpkin patch going on, and when one thing went away, it seems like it was replaced with something else. So I really can't say that And I've seen a big difference. It's always been kid-friendly as far as I'm concerned.
Those were some patrons of Crown Center and the Plaza, recorded by Ryan Schisler. To find out more about the hall's move and trends in retail at the two shopping malls, I sat down with Autumn Morningstar, who is reporting on retail for the Kansas City Business Journal.
For Halls itself, it was kind of a good business move because with the incoming tenants, with the new Sea Life Aquarium and with the Legoland Discovery Center moving into Halls, it kind of sparsed all of their retail locations out among the entire Crown shops. So with that being there and then having, you know, another location 20 blocks away at the Country Club Plaza, it was kind of a good consolidation effort. It's the home of their parent company, Hallmark. And then Kelly Cole, the CEO of Halls, was talking about how he kind of sees a trend in retail shifting towards a more casual lifestyle. And so that's one of the things that Halls is trying to grasp.
So there was a difference between the items that Halls on the Plaza had and the one in Crown Center.
I would say so. I would say they're leaning towards definitely a more casual trend in the new location. With the presence of e-commerce retailers becoming more and more prevalent, they have a lot to compete with. Their lease at the Country Club Plaza was not up until 2016, so it's really interesting that they decided to vacate a couple years early. With the plaza being such a high-end location for retailers, it's going to be pretty easy, they think, to get a new tenant booked in there, whether they'll sparse that location up to several new tenants or whether they'll keep the entire department store as a whole will be something that's remained to be seen, but it'll be interesting.
Well, that begs the question, why right now for this move?
One thing that Halls executives are really excited about is the resurgence of downtown, and Crown Center is playing a pretty big part of that, with Sea Life Aquarium and Legoland Discovery Center. So not only that, but there's a lot of renovations to the two hotels there, the Sheraton and Westin, Kansas City and Crown Center. So they see that as a big opportunity, not to just garner the downtown Kansas City residents, but also attract the tourist clientele. They see that as a very big opportunity.
And they're thinking probably the tourist clientele won't necessarily be interested in ball gowns or high-end jewelry, I guess.
Probably not. It was interesting. I talked to a senior retail advisor at Colliers International, and he was saying he had attempted in the past to bring a Bloomingdale's to the Country Club Plaza. And he was talking to a Bloomingdale's representative, and they were saying they would need a clientele that goes to 5 black tie events per week. That's just not something the Kansas City clientele is looking for, not something that we do. So whether we can sustain this high-end retail market will be something we'll have to wait and see.
You mentioned that the plaza probably has other people who want to be in that location. Have you heard if there are any potential takers?
I've talked to Highwoods Properties vice president this morning, and they said they have a number of restaurants and retailers that are lined up and ready to take it, but at this point it's too far in advance to kind of let the public know who it's going to be.
You know, there's been a lot of discussion about the plaza changing and away again from the upscale stores and more toward national chains that you can find anywhere, and so you don't have as many specialty shops or one-of-a-kind shops anymore. And I guess the Halls leaving will be another trend in that direction. How do you think that will attract who goes to the plaza and its reputation in general?
Local high-end merchants are having a really hard time this day and age keeping up with larger national chains, and especially those that have an online presence. It's hard to compete with, for example, the lease that Halls had at the Country Club Plaza was, who knows what the terms were of renewing that lease. I mean, they've had it there for 50 years now. So them having to compete with online retailers and those national chains that have a big online presence is something that they are probably looking at in moving away. So you'll see a lot of big names, a lot of big chains moving into the plaza, a lot of higher end type of tenants.
Well, I thought they were going away on the plaza from higher end. Are you saying that they're going to do a mix, or they're going to focus on both the national chains and some higher end? Or
I would say it's a move away from local retailers, local higher end. And now they still want to attract that higher end clientele, but they're having a hard time doing it from a local perspective. So, yeah, less specialty shops.
Now let's talk about the potential impact on workers who were at the Hall store on the plaza. Have you heard what will happen with them?
So between the Country Club Plaza location and the Crown Center location that Halls have, there are about 230 full-time and part-time employees. Once they make the shift down to Crown Center in the summer of 2014, they'll cut that by about half. So they've got employees from the plaza reapplying to positions to be able to still work in Crown Center, but it will be cut down by about half.
Also, when we're talking about Crown Center, there's also impact on some of the businesses there on the third floor who will either have to move or leave. What's the story there?
A lot of them have expiring leases, and from what I can gather, it seems like it's been a move that's been in the works for a while. So whether they'll vacate or decide to just relocate within Crown Center still remains to be seen. One thing that will be interesting to see is there's a couple locations open surrounding Halls that it'll be interesting to see what kind of complementary retail destinations will be there. There's a couple restaurant locations that face the fountain, so it'll be interesting to see who they can attract to bring in there. They're also going to be doing a little bit of shifting of the parking to accommodate those who want to go straight to Halls. So they're still working on the plans for that, but that will be something really beneficial for their new shoppers.
Well, you know, that does make you wonder, because they're locating the full store there, it sounds like they might be rethinking other complementary tenants then?
Absolutely, definitely. As of right now, they don't have any plans for the east side of the Crown Center shops where their department store is, where part of their department store is. So what will happen there, we don't know yet.
Now, Halls really hired some big guns to design this new store. What do you know about that?
So Halls will be employing Charles Sparks and Company to do the design, and they've done some exciting projects before. A lot of museums. They did the Nelson Atkins here in town. They also worked on the Art Institute of Chicago, the DeYoung Museum in San Francisco, and the Getty Center in L.A. So they're very excited about that.
In terms of the research you've done, what else can you say about this whole shift?
The executives at Halls really just want to be a part of the resurgence of downtown, and so they're hoping that moving into a place where their parent company already is will allow them to do that and allow them the freedom of not having to be in a lease. They're also looking to bank on about $50 million worth of private investment that have been made over the past decade or so. So those will all play really large into their relocation. And also the Legoland Discovery Center and the Sea Life Aquarium at Crown Center. Their sales down there, I hear, are booming. So they're eager to be a part of that.
So, yeah, capitalizing on the people who are coming to see those attractions, in other words.
Definitely.
Well, I really thank you for being on KC Currents.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That was Autumn Morningstar, a web producer for Kansas City Business Journal.